people something. Hey, yeah. B-I-O. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. B-I-O. And the girls respond to the call.
Okay to let the dogs out as long as they wind up with the organization that's going to help them all along the way, and that would be Forget-Me-Not Animal Shelter. We got a whole team of people here, Angela, Ben, and Jennifer from Forget-Me-Not Animal Group. And Angela, first of all, welcome to WJOL, and also Ben and Jennifer. Let's talk about what is the name of the group officially, the Forget-Me-Not Animal
Rescue.
All right. Talk about the mission, first of all, before we get into why you're really here. Talk about the mission of the animal rescue from Forget-Me-Not.
All right. Hi. Thanks for having us. Forget-Me-Not Animal Rescue was created in 2017. Although there's many rescues out there across the United States, we built ours based on the fact that we wanted to focus primarily on the dogs and cats that were forgotten, less cherry-picked at shelters, usually the ones that nobody goes for, like seniors or ill cats, or, you know, just dogs that aren't as necessarily cosmetically, like, shooting out to you. So we focused on that. That was our main mission, was to provide loving homes for those dogs and cats over the years. And to date, we have over 1,500 animals saved with the help of foster homes, volunteers, and then also doing fundraising events to help pay for these medically expensive animals.
Okay, describe the process of fostering an animal.
So basically, you can sign up on our website. So we, depending on what you want to foster, dog or cat, we try to find the best kind of fit for your home. And all we ask is that you obviously provide love and care, but we provide supplies, medical care, and everything else. And then you just have to supply your home for the time till they are adopted, is all we ask.
So. And what the funding for this, as a foster, does the rescue provide support for helping the fostered family for that animal?
Yes. So not only do we provide financial support, we also provide, you know, like I said, we offer our website and Facebook and everything else to get that animal adopted, because that's our goal, is to try not to let you have them for too long, but also we want them to be, you know, cared for, and also sometimes you might need a little training and stuff too. So our foster homes are really critical in providing for that, but we also provide tons of support. We're always here. I mean, I always answer any of my foster's calls or emails or anything else, and we have a group of wonderful volunteers that provide mentorship to new fosters, as well as, you know, fosters that still, even if they've been in the game for a while, you know, we're always there for each other.
Okay, operating an organization like Forget-Me-Not Animal Rescue costs money. You need funding in order to provide the services that you provide. How are you doing that? Ben, you said you are involved in the fundraising event coming up.
Yeah, so coming up this Friday, FMNR is hosting a Fun for the Whole Family Trivia Night fundraiser at 6:30. We'll have Disney, Pixar, and the TV show Friends as our two categories. There will be a $15 gift card prize for each round, with a big winner $25 gift card for each category. These events really help the funding to be able to take care of the animals that we rescue. We save a lot of medical cases that some other rescues would overlook. We take in those animals to be able to help save them, get them feeling better, and then get them to a new home.
Now, I heard that there were some issues with young cats, kittens, that there was some kind of a disease that was going around that was affecting them. Did that affect you in any case?
I mean, we always usually have, like, I think it's like every year we have like a new, like they call it, like a popular thing that's going around. So, I mean, sometimes there is like Panluke and stuff like that, but we've been fortunate not to have to deal with that. But you get your typical like upper respiratory illnesses, because these cats in shelters get really stressed easily. And also depending on overcrowding, which unfortunately across the United States, the overpopulation is like out of control. So all these shelters have to deal with constant incoming of animals and having to clean in between, and, you know, et cetera. So we get a lot of, you know, animals under stress that, you know, they do have some illnesses, but usually fixable, you know, with, in regards to time. So, and all it takes is, you know, medical care. But we are pretty experienced in it, so.
And you have veterinarians on call? Are they?
No, so we have, like, vets that we use. We are primary vets, and we have them. We have also a few emergency hospitals that we use. Like I said, sometimes we have our own stash at home, too, that, you know, we help them with, like, something easy and fixable. So, yeah, so.
Okay. Jennifer, your involvement with the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue.
Yeah, I'm a foster. I've been a foster for over a year now. I currently have five kittens. Three of them are bottle-fed kittens. Two almost adoptable 11-week-olds and a 2-year-old cat that I'm currently taking care of.
Okay.
Bottle babies tend to be one of the biggest groups that get euthanized in shelters because of the amount of time and care that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And the three that I have right currently, the shelter was about to euthanize, and we pulled them just in time so that they wouldn't be, and they were very healthy kittens.
Very good. I'm going to ask you to stick around for a little bit. We're going to take a look at the news headlines. Monica's standing by with that. And then when we come back, let's talk about the event in a little bit more detail that's going on at the Croatian Club, okay? All right, you are at 8:52 right now. We are talking with Angela, Ben, and Jennifer from the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue, and we'll be right back.
People with disabilities are the largest, most diverse minority in the country. They need your corporate grants, sponsorship, and personal support. They can be contacted at soarnonprofit.com. Prominent civil rights attorney.
Studio guests are Angela, Ben, and Jennifer from the Forget Me Not Animal Rescue. It has got a event coming up that's pretty cool, and people need to know about this because their contributions and participation can greatly help some animals in need. So, Ben, talk about the event coming up at the Croatian Club on Friday.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to have our trivia night event this Friday, July 21st at 6:30 p.m. We'll have Disney Pixar movies trivia at 7 and Friends TV show trivia at 8. There will be a $15 gift card prize for each round, and then if you win the entire category, you get a $25 Visa gift card.
Okay, and where do we go to get the information about the event and your organization?
Probably our best place would be on Facebook. You can find us at Forget Me Not Rescue, Inc., NFP. Our logo is a little doghouse.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Forget Me Not Rescue. That's pretty cool. Okay, between the three of you, what would be the most unusual animal that you received to foster? Okay, dun, 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 dun.
I mean,
dun,
I have currently a cat that, she was in a shelter in a cage, and she pulled out half her hair.
Oh.
So she was better off in a foster home. Now her hair has grown back, and she's looking beautiful and a lot happier than she was in a cage.
Okay, are birds a part of the rescues also? Do you get any
no.
birds?
No, just dogs and cats. Cause
no, and I mentioned it because my wife, Barbara, she had actually fostered two parakeets and then another one, and now we have adopted three parakeets.
Oh.
And she has just fostered two sugar gliders.
Oh, those are cute. I love sugar.
I guess they're good. They're nocturnal. I haven't seen them yet.
They're
fun. Yeah, yes, but I'll take your word for it. I'll take your word for it. The what are the how many of the animals do you currently have in your care ready to foster?
Ready to foster. So we have already animals in foster homes, but there's plenty of others right now. Like I said before, overpopulation right now is insane. Everybody's overwhelmed right now, so we really do need more foster homes in order to help save them, because every open access shelter right now is overfilled, and The only way to help them is if we have more foster homes. I mean, we have the ones in our care already, and also going out and adopting them leaves room for another foster to take on another. So, I mean, we definitely need adopters and fosters right now.
Excellent.
Yeah, we currently have 126 cats in our care, and I'm not sure how many dogs.
We have about, like, 25 dogs.
Alrighty, so the need is there. Well, I can't thank you enough for being here, Angela, Ben, and Jennifer from the Forget-Me-Not Animal Rescue Center, and the big event that is coming up on Friday is at the Croatian Center. You can get more information about the organization and how you can help by going to forgetmenotrescue.com. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see, something costs less.